Hi, this is Greg checking in from Lima, Peru, once again. Since our last talked, since we last checked in with you, we have been to Terrapoto by plane, which is right on the edge of the Andean Mountains and the northeastern jungle area. And then we flew from there via Lima down to Cusco in the southern part of the country. Terrapoto was actually quite spectacular. It was great being with a group that's actually a fairly new fellowship that's broken off. Well, their leader finally left churches that were just too structured, and now they're a very fast-growing, very open-minded, full of young males, which is one of the main measuring sticks for me of the health of a church. Just on fire. The first night after I got through ministering there, God was really touching people, gave words to everyone there. The pastor said, "Tomorrow night I want you to go to the streets and invite everybody you can here." And the next night, even though I didn't give an evangelistic message, I guess just from the testimony, the Holy Spirit convicting all those new people there, the pastor said he thinks every single one of them came up afterwards and gave their life to the Lord. So it was a quite amazing evangelistic time that I certainly didn't expect. So it was definitely God doing the work. We were just stepping in and quite tired doing it. And we're actually quite tired right now. Immediately after that, after 2 days of heavy ministry there, and also ministry to a lot of the youth there, we flew from there to Lima, then on down to Cusco, as I said. Cusco is right next to the ruins of Machu Picchu. We met up with another pastor who actually wanted to connect us to a bunch more, but we were determined we were going to have a couple days to do more resting and relaxation, even though it wasn't that much. At least it was a time out of the everyday routine of ministering. We even got to take a day and go up to the Machu Picchu famous Inca ruins, which was a good way to get our mind off of everything for a day. That was actually pretty tiring since we left about 5 a.m. and got home almost midnight. But it was a good time with some great connections there, also several pastors that would love to have us come back and minister there sometime later. We flew back on Friday late afternoon, to back to Lima, where we ministered at a fairly young church here in Lima that actually they had the church going on out into the street. I mean, actually the congregation and all the invited people actually had gone out into the street from the main sanctuary because everybody wouldn't fit in there. And also that night, God really touched a lot of people. So it was great. We didn't expect we were going to have to minister on Friday night when we got back. Definitely next time we come back, we would heavily emphasize more time to rest. But it's been rough, but probably as fruitful as anything I've ever seen before as far as seeing any of the results of people getting touched, giving their lives to the Lord, and really getting impacted. Every place we've gone, all they want to know is when we're going to come back again. So that's about as good a sign as you can get that people are really receiving you and God has given us favor. So thank you for praying. I know it's been a while since I got to you. It hasn't been that we couldn't get to an internet, but it's just been difficult at different times to get somewhere where we could actually have the time and the means to get something out. But since we're back in our base in Lima, we are taking the time today. Ed's out running some errands again this time. So I just was trying to get this done so we could get a message out to you. You may not even get this until after we're done. Sunday, we're ministering tonight, Saturday night, and we're going to be ministering on Sunday 2, maybe even 3 times. Like I said, you may not even have it by the time we're done, but we appreciate the prayers, praying especially for protection. Be praying that God continues to touch people, and also be praying that God arranges things so that when we get back to Buenos Aires, we won't be overwhelmed with things to do there, because we've already had at least one major thing that's come up to do with the apartment with our base there that we're going to have to deal with when we get back. So, if you could please be praying that all that will go well once we get back to Buenos Aires, and that we don't get overwhelmed there. We definitely need some rest when we get back. This trip has been overwhelming. But amazingly, with all the traveling we've done more air travel from place to place than any other trip we've been on. It's amazing how everything has gone well. Nothing's gone wrong. Besides us getting burnout, run down, and like I said, that's going to have to change next time. But appreciate your prayers, and I'll get back to you, at least with a quick message, to let you know we've gotten back to Buenos Aires safe and sound on Monday. We'll be leaving here like early in the morning, so we should have this by the time we fly out on Monday. Just keep us covered. We love you. Thank you very much for all your support in every way. This is Greg
and Ed.
We'll talk to you soon.